About 43,000 children in Australia have at least one parent in jail, and we say about because there's not a confirmed number. But research found out children with a parent in jail are not protected in the system and have no support whatsoever to rely on. It comes as Victoria is in the process of a parliamentary inquiry about the issue, and the report will be submitted in June this year. I started asking senior lecturer at the Department of Social Work from Monash University, Dr. Catherine Flynn, why we don't have an exact number of children with a parent in jail.
There's a simple thing, but I could go back one step and just say that it's 43,000 children on any given day. So that would mean that over, if we looked at it annually, there would be many more children. Have yet to work out where anyone holds those numbers, because I certainly can't find them. But the reason we can't be specific is because no official government body actually collects data on children. And that has been an issue raised in a number of ways and over a number of years. And unfortunately, not a lot of traction or movement in that area. So we're still relying on guesstimates.
What's the research done so far about this issue?
Look, it really varies. So there's quite a lot of research in the US, but it's a very different circumstances there. So in Australia, I would say that the research has been quite sporadic, quite small and generally kind of state or territory based. And probably the largest study that was done was work that we did that finished up about 7 years ago now, where we looked across Victoria and New South Wales at care planning. We had about 150 parents and about the same number of professionals involved in that research. What we found from that was that there wasn't any attention to children throughout that process at all, and anything helpful or good that happened was by accident rather than by good planning or design. But more recently we did a national survey of carers, really looking at contact between kids and family members who are in prison during COVID. And again, I think, kids get a bit lost in all of that, so prisons certainly had put into place some different visiting arrangements. So they had for a long time had said that video visits were really not possible, but they became possible during COVID. But those things are not necessarily good as a blanket solution. So what we found in our research was that little children, for example, so lots of people in prison have quite small children. Under 10 would be most common and often under school age. So little children and video visits don't really go well together.
Could you please expand a little bit more about the parliamentary inquiry happening in Victoria about this issue?
Yes. Well, I feel very excited about it. I feel very hopeful about it. And I'm really hoping that I'm not being naively hopeful about it, because we know there's been inquiries certainly in other states. But the inquiry really has come about as a result of lobbying by an independent MP, Rod Barton. And that inquiry is going to look at what's the impact on children of parental imprisonment, what are the policies and services and supports in place currently, what are the things that help, what are the gaps, and what are the areas for improvement. So I guess the way I see that is it's an opportunity for people like me and people who work in the sector, and hopefully for families too, to be able to pull together the things that we've all been saying, but put it into a format that the government can hear.
What does Australia or each state and territory need to put in place to support these children?
Look, I think there could be a lot of change with not a lot of things needing to be different, if that makes sense. I mean, I guess the bigger question of, one of the difficulties is, as you know, that prisons and policing are run separately in each of the states and territories. So it's a bit hard, very difficult to have a national view on this. But the idea that we need to think about and develop better options to imprisonment is certainly in other places. There's been trials, certainly in Washington and the US, they trialled an alternative, like a community sentence for people who were primary carers of children. So having better options to imprisonment is a really important thing. That's a much bigger debate. But there are some really simple things that could happen. You know, there could be actual proper data gathering at the point where somebody comes into prison. And some of these things we made very clear recommendations about, but the system moves very slowly. So actually getting a handle on how many children there are. I think very simply, to me it seems that at the point of arrest, particularly if you're arresting somebody, is likely to be remanded into custody. Asking questions about the do you have children, the whereabouts of those children and the safety of those children could immediately bring those children to our attention.
That was senior lecturer from Monash University, Dr. Catherine Flynn.